Exclusive, Trump-backed Leora Levy, I'm running to rid Connecticut of the Blumenthal blight. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 6, 2022. Leora Levy, former President Donald Trump's choice for U.S. Senate in Connecticut, spoke with Breitbart News about her campaign to rid Connecticut of the Blumenthal blight just days before the state's Republican Senate primary on Tuesday. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle praised Levy for recently securing former President Donald Trump's endorsement and asked the Senate hopeful to talk about the importance of the endorsement. Well, to be endorsed by President Trump is just such an honor. I'm so proud and frankly awed that he believes in me the way many Connecticut Republican voters believe in me, Levy said. I am the strongest candidate to go up against Dick Blumenthal and defeat him. I am running to rid Connecticut of the Blumenthal blight. The issues that are driving this election in Connecticut are the same ones that are driving it nationally. High inflation, record high gas prices, rising crime, the invasion at our border, and a very important issue here are parental rights. Parental rights are being assaulted here, Levy continued. Levy also revealed that her family fled Cuba when she was a child to escape Castro's communism. You know, I was born in Cuba. I came here as a child. We escaped Castro's communism. My dad started from scratch. We lost everything in two but came with nothing, Levy said. I understand how lucky I am, how blessed I am to have been able to grow up in the United States of America. And I thank God every morning that I am an American woman, an American citizen who came here legally. Levy criticized her primary opponent Themis Clarities for being weak on the Second Amendment and being endorsed by Planned Parenthood. She said that unlike her opponent, who is a career politician, she is a career American. The Republican voters of Connecticut have a clear choice. She is a career politician 22 years in office. She does business the same way Dick Blumenthal does, Levy said. And she votes the same way he does. She had a hand in writing the very restrictive gun legislation in Connecticut that penalizes law-abiding citizens, Levy said. I will always stand up and defend our Second Amendment rights, Levy added. I have received the highest ratings possible for a candidate who has not been in office from the NRA and from CCDL, which is a very strong gun, pro-Second Amendment group here in Connecticut. She also is very proud of the fact that she helped to make Connecticut a sanctuary state for abortion. She has a 100% rating and was endorsed by Planned Parenthood. She speaks at their rallies, Levy said. I attend the March for Life. I have been endorsed by the Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America PAC. And I'm very proud about that. I am unapologetically pro-life. Boyle mentioned the Senate Democrats' latest reconciliation bill that is set for a vote this weekend and asked Levy to speak about the stakes of this Connecticut Senate seat. Levy's nickname for the Inflation Reduction Act is the Schumer Mansion Build Back Inflation Better Bill. It will raise taxes, from what I've read, for everyone whose income is over $200,000. That is breaking a promise that Biden made, that he would not raise taxes on anybody earning $400,000 or less. It does add $100 billion to our deficit that is unconscionable. The debt we are leaving to our children and grandchildren, Levy said. We have to change the direction of Connecticut. Connecticut is on the table. Blumenthal is underwater. Recent polls have shown that a majority of Connecticut voters, general election voters, do not want him re-elected. He is underwater and going lower because he is so closely aligned with Biden. Again, I call him the Blumenthal blight, she said. Levy went on to praise our capitalist economy and blasted Blumenthal for attending Communist Party events. There's never been a system like capitalism that has brought more prosperity to each individual and to our society. It is the greatest system ever devised, and Blumenthal has aligned himself not only with the progressives, but he actually goes to the Communist Party. He's been going for years, she said. But nevertheless, I will promise all the voters you will never see me at Communist Party events. That's for sure. My whole life has been to fight the encroachment of communism in our country, Levy pledged. Speaking about her campaign's enthusiasm, Levy said, I can tell you that everywhere I go around the state, and I'm all over the state, I can feel the momentum on the ground. It is palpable. And people of all backgrounds, even independents and Democrats. She also spoke about the strides she has made with Hispanic voters in her state. I'm gaining a lot of traction. I am working, in the Hispanic community as a native-born Hispanic Spanish speaker. At the dump, there were Hispanics who said they're Democrats, but they want to vote for me in November, Levy said. They've had enough with the Democrat Party, because Hispanics and Republicans have shared values. Faith, family, good education, non-indoctrination, and hard work, the opportunity to succeed and to pass on a better life to your children and make sure your children have that opportunity, she added. That is what's going to bring the Hispanic voters to the Republican Party in November. And I am the candidate to lead that effort. They will come and vote for all of our candidates on the ballot this year, Levy said. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.